Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. What's up, y'all? Welcome to Dish Nation.
Hey, hey.
And this, my friends, is the place where we can guarantee good laughs and piping hot celebrity tea. Now, Portia and Gary are both out on maternity leave, but...
Gary's out on maternity leave, too?
Yeah, I thought he was expecting before Portia.
Yeah.
But we do got Eva Marcel from Real Housewives of Atlanta and author Monietta Shaw hanging out with us. And, of course, we got Heidi and Frank over there in L.A. putting it down. What's going on? Now check this out. Later, your favorite show, Frank the Bachelor, finally jumped that fence, and we're going to tell you what made him do it. Plus, Halle Berry has a new tattoo on her back, and you got to see this, especially fellas. But first, what you got, Brad?
Well, y'all, she may be the youngest billionaire. As Forbes just reported, she's passing Mark Zuckerberg to the top of the list. But Kylie Jenner still has everyday problems just like the rest of us, okay? And word on the street is rapper Travis Scott has officially deleted his Instagram account after Kylie found a number of overly friendly convoy exchanges between him and several women, which in most women's eyes is considered cheating.
Okay.
Now, according to sources, Travis claims the DMs were just innocent flirting, and the best way to prove his commitment was to just get rid of his Instagram altogether. Now, Kylie and Travis are still hanging in there despite being pissed about the DM situation. So, what y'all think?
It's cheating!
No, it's not.
Yes. Oh, Heidi.
See, the problem is how did we get to the point where we were scrolling through your DMs together? Like, how did we get there? Because at what point during this Tristan and Jordan debacle does Kylie say, hey, you know what, Travis? Let me see your phone.
Let's check your phone.
Let me see what you're doing right now. Let me scroll through your DMs.
I don't know if they live together, but a lot of times, like, I have an iPad at home that is connected to my cell phone. So whatever I'm doing on my phone, if I leave my iPad at home, it's right there.
So where's your iPad right now?
My iPad's at home. I don't look at it all you want, babe. I got nothing to hide.
That's where you got to lie. Be like, oh, that's a bot doing that. That's not me. It's a bot.
I just think there's a lot of paranoia going around in that particular household right now. So everybody's on high alert. So maybe Travis Scott didn't do anything. So he deleted his Instagram just to say, you know what? If it's going to bother you, honey, I'll just delete it because it doesn't matter to me anyway. So he's doing the right thing.
Deal.
And we're trying to twist it? No.
Yeah, that is a big deal. He's got fans, and that's how they connect to him. So it's like, baby, I don't care about my fans or anything right now. Just whatever you say.
Now, sometimes it's customer service, like, kind of placating and just like, oh, thanks for the love, baby. Like some of it, you got to kind of do that customer service.
Here's the thing. If my wife was just made $1 billion, I'd delete my Instagram as well. All right,
so moving on, man. Actress Halle Berry is out here showing out, and ba-da-ba-ba-ba, I'm loving it.
Okay.
Now, she took to Instagram to debut her new massive back tattoo, topless, with the caption, "Who says I'm not a mermaid?" And let me just tell y'all, the fans are going crazy over the photo. Take a look. What you think?
I love that stove.
I'm here for it.
It's cute, but it kind of looks like a string of Christmas lights.
Wait a minute.
Yeah,
oh, Brad's right.
I
just need a star at the top of her head.
Yeah, she's trying to be a mermaid or a stegosaurus.
You know, and it's going to definitely help chiropractic students out.
Okay. No, y'all, it's Halle Berry. Like, do you think this is good for her, or is she trying to bust down?
Scoliosis has never looked so sexy.
No, her back looks amazing. Okay.
It does.
And you got to add a little danger to yourself every now and then, just especially when you've been in the business for a long time. Yeah, just kind of reinvent yourself.
I don't get the mermaid comment, though. A mermaid is...
She thinks it looks like dorsal fins, I think. I don't know.
She doesn't have one on the top, and she has like a finny-type bottom with no top, a la mermaid.
For real, it looked like the bottom of her back had back surgery, and she covering up the scar with the tattoo.
Oh. Yeah. This is
like,
not
like
even her.
Like the lipo scar. You know?
Oh. You don't think it's her, Frank?
It's not her. We've all done this before. If you find a picture where it could be you, because it kind of looks like you, maybe the back of your head or skin tone or whatever it might be, and body shape, you're like, I'm going to say this is me. Just a troll and see what kind of comments I get. Are people going to think I'm a freak? Or are people going to be, and I can go, ha-ha, got you, because I want proof it's her face. Like yesterday with Pete Davidson and Kate Beckinsale, you can see it was her face. I think it's just a big joke.
Oh my God. You're such a conspiracy theorist.
Don't be a hater, Frank.
It was really Russell Brand.
Ah, so our girl Rihanna took over the beauty world when she dropped her makeup line Fenty Beauty in 2017. She's also got her Fenty with a line with Puma. And, Frank, I don't know if you knew this or not, but she has a lingerie line called Savage Fenty that they can't even keep in the stores. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's selling
out.
Yes,
I'm very familiar.
Selling out like crazy. All right, so you think, what else can Rihanna do? What hasn't she tried to sell us? Well, according to a new report, it looks like Riri is going to be coming out with lines of office supplies, gardenware, tech gadgets, and home decor. She's like the new Martha Stewart.
Well, I mean, the lingerie makes sense, and
sure,
the fashion makes
of
sense.
Course.
I mean, office supplies, not so much. So I think she's just, like, saying yes to everything that comes across the desk. You know what I'm saying?
You don't want to see a Rihanna shower rod?
I'm here for that.
What do you mean?
I always produce a Rihanna shower rod. You know what I'm saying?
I definitely want to see the gardening products. She probably got some good hoes.
Some clothes and hoes.
And
on the office supply, to bitch better have my stapler.
Yeah, where's the stapler?
What?
Riri is known to smoke. And smoke the best of the best. So she's going to come out with something like, how about coming out with your own strand? Or
I wouldn't
like
be surprised if she already wraps.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Zigzag.
Right. Roll ups.
One hit, you'll be calling the cops.
Okay. Well, I watched The Bachelor last night. It's probably one of the most exciting episodes of all time. Now, Colton the Virgin Underwood is down to the last three girls, so you think it's all going to be about the fantasy suites, but apparently it's not, because things got kind of crazy when Cassie, she found out that her father on the hometown visits did not give Colton permission to take his daughter's hand in marriage. So she finds this out.
Yeah.
And it's really concerning to her. She's like, wait a second, my dad didn't get permission. Now, Colton realized he was about to lose Cassie, and she was the front runner in his mind. Mm-hmm. He broke the all-time bachelor rule by confessing his true love way too early for Cassie.
And I love you so much, but I couldn't after today. Like, I'm not, like, in love.
Colton. He just jumped the fence.
Bolton.
He looks like an Olympian.
Okay, yeah. Who said white men can't jump?
I'm sure he was able to get that kind of height, though, because he is Colton the Virgin Underwood. Yeah. And so most likely that pent-up aggression for all the years.
Forearm strength on 1,000.
That was actually a pole vault. What do you think his reaction, though, of running and jumping the fence? What do you think of that reaction?
It's like a kid. Like, who didn't get what he
wants? He must suck for her, too, though. You know,
yeah, she looks
because
sad.
She really, like, first of all, she has great teeth. Can I just say? She has original teeth, you can tell, and they're great.
And they're white.
But her dad did not, you know, really give permission for them to be together, for him to marry her. And so even if she really wanted to be with him, I think it was one of those situations where she realized that if my family's not on board, this is not going to work. So
Eva, I mean, have you ever, like, gone against your daddy's wishes and dated a guy that really wasn't the best for you?
Yeah. Everyone I dated before my husband, my dad disapproved of. And I was like, okay, whatever.
What'd your dad feel about short white dudes?
My dad's a Motown kind of guy.
Short married white dudes. Huh?
No, hell no. Absolutely not.
With really small...
Oh, come on.
Up next, can you guess what new talk show host surprised everyone with a baby announcement? We'll tell you who it is after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey.
Well, it looks like the former Today Show host Tamron Hall is pregnant.
All right.
Well, the host is expecting her first child with husband Steven, and she announced alongside a series of images and a cute video posted on Instagram that showed off her baby bump. Take a look.
Baby shark, surprise, guys! Can you believe it? I'm about to be a mommy shark very soon.
Oh, that's so cute.
It's like the Everything is Awesome song from the Lego movie. It's cool at first, and after a while, you kind of get over it. You know, like, you're gonna hear it a lot.
Oh, my goodness.
Playing it in the club the other day.
Did
y'all hear that?
No.
Straight up. It was like, twerking. Baby. I'm like, uh-oh.
Baby mama.
Don't even realize what they're twerking to.
Oh, that's so sweet. I think the dopest thing about this for Tamron is the fact that she is 48, and one might consider this a later in life baby, but this is her first child, and she's always wanted to have a child, so I'm so happy for her.
You know, and some people are taking better care of themselves than other people who might be at 48, so she looks really healthy, and I think she might be high.
This is true, yeah. She's extremely healthy, so it might go good for her. But I just don't know, like, if I could be the mama looking like the grandma going to the graduation.
Okay.
You know?
I don't know if I could be 60 when my kid is 10.
You know, black don't crack. And if you look like Jada Pinkett mama, then you won't know if you the mama or the grandmother or the nanny.
Yeah, black don't crack, but bones do.
This is
Once you take it to the park, you're going to push them on a swing, and then that whole thing going to dislocate. Like,
mama, watch it, baby. I can't.
Well, on to the next one. So the Real Housewives of New Jersey star Daniel Staub's whirlwind romance with businessman Oliver Mayer is officially over.
Wait. It just started.
Right.
Our divorce is, like, barely final. From Marty.
Well, here's the thing. According to the report, these two were set to marry at the Justice of the Peace in New York City yesterday. But 2 days before that, they decided that they no longer wanted to exchange vows. And they'd only been dating for 6 weeks. So maybe everything was too fast. The divorce from Marty, the whole engagement, everything.
6 weeks, exactly.
Listen, she deserves, like, to be in the Guinness Book of World Records. She has literally been engaged at this point, I think, like, 21 times.
That's crazy. Yes.
Like, are you kidding me? Do you keep all of those rings? Who has to work? All you need to do is get a ring a year.
Okay. That's a lot of times. 21?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
She's the real 21 Savage.
Okay.
Would y'all ever marry somebody that y'all met after a short amount of time? Like, would 6 weeks be enough time
Absolutely
to do somebody?
Soon. Absolutely not.
No. Like, you don't even know the person. That's probably why they didn't make it. Like,
okay.
Ex-girlfriends was kind of like,
Yeah. You got to get to know every side of somebody, and it take longer than 6 weeks, 6 months.
Sometimes
like,
six
no.
Years.
Sometimes 6 years. You better be sure you see they bipolar side when they mad. If it's a woman when she on her period.
Right.
If it's a man when he lose some money or lose a bet or gamble.
A job.
Like, no, I need to see all sides. Yeah. I need
and
to give
even
you tests.
If, like, on paper they're a good person, consistency. A lot of times, it's all about just seeing consistency, seeing if you can come in and be that same great person day in or day out.
Yeah. Long-term.
Long-term. Yeah. You can't figure that out in a month or two. And just because, you know, the sex is good and, you know, money's good, that doesn't mean that the sanity is all the
it's
way
It's always
there.
Great in the beginning. Y'all see 90 Day Fiancé?
Well, up next, find out who has been cast to play the father of tennis stars Venus and Serena Williams in a film. Tell you about it after the break.
We already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partners. Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians. Top 30 breaks down today's top 30 stories in 30 fast-paced minutes. And Divorce Court takes you into real-life courtroom battles to experience relationship drama firsthand. Find, listen, and subscribe. Now back to the show.
Dish Nation.
Hey, what's up, family? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey, hey.
So we got some major biopic casting news that just dropped. So it's been announced that Will Smith will be playing the lead in a film called King Richard. Now, before y'all get pumped up, it has nothing to do about Shakespeare. It's about the life of Richard Williams, the controversial father of famed tennis greats Venus and Serena Williams.
Ew. Yeah.
Now, the movie's going to focus on Rich's trials and tribulations as he taught his two little girls the game of tennis while in South Central L.A.
Yeah.
Y'all here for this?
Yeah. Absolutely. I want to know the backstory.
Yeah, just in part is, you know, it's Will Smith, who's a great actor, playing Richard Williams, who's fairly dark-skinned. So his skin will have to do some acting as well.
And, you know, they're shooting this in L.A. They say South Central, but specifically Compton, because I'm from South Central.
Yay!
What's going to happen is, after a couple days on set, he's going to darken up. I'll tell you that. In the sun in Compton, for sure.
But with other news, let's turn off the lights.
Hey!
Light a little candle, get your silk shirts ready, because there will finally be a movie on the life of legendary R&B singer Teddy Pendergrass.
Hey! You got what I need.
Now, if you used to bounce the ball around and think who would play him, who would you throw out there?
Oh,
somebody tall and sexy. Teddy look good now.
Chadwick Boseman seemed like he could play a good Teddy, and I wouldn't mind Idris Elba to play a sexy Teddy. Honey.
They got none other than Tyrese playing Teddy Pendergrass. So you got the darkness, Tyrese. You got the singing ability. Lee Daniels is going to be the film's producer, so this is going to be super litty.
Tyrese got chops, so I'm excited to see what he's going to do with this movie.
Even in the movie Waist Deep, like, he was so good in that. Yes. When the movie was over, I wanted to know where my son was.
Okay, y'all know what time it is.
It's deal time!
That's right, and I got something that we all can use. It's the Sennheiser Adidas OMX 680 in-ear headphones.
Ooh.
Now, these provide a high-quality audio and durability in a compact and lightweight design.
Now, Brad, I have little ears, and sometimes when I work out, my earbuds fall out. Would that be a problem with these?
Not at all.
Well, HK, with these headphones, that is not a problem. They have a flexible ear clip design and soft ear pads for a comfortable fit that stays put. These will not fall out, even when you're working up a sweat in the gym, head crack.
Okay, so my issue is that a lot of times my headphones get tangled, and then they even split, like, in the middle. Would that happen with these?
Not at all, Eva, because with these, you'll get a detachable extension for extra slack and a clothing clip that helps minimize tangles. And the headphone cable is reinforced with DuPont Kevlar for terrific durability and flexibility, even in extreme weather.
That's a lot going on. How much do these cost?
Well, you might as well say it's Christmas all over again, Headcrack, because the Sennheiser Adidas OMX 680 in-ear headphones normally cost a whopping $100, but for our Dish Nation viewers, get this, you get not one, but two for only
$24. What? $24?
Yes! Just go to MorningSave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
Up next, one dumb mistake might prevent a man from ever being able to shoot up a club again. Yeah, it's not what you might think. We'll explain after the break.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Yes, y'all.
All right, y'all. So this story right here is kind of painful. Recently, a man in Indiana accidentally shot himself in the penis.
Wait, what?
Huh? Yeah, y'all. Reports are saying that the 46-year-old man was carrying a handgun in his waistband, and when it started to slip down, he reached to adjust the gun and fired at his junk.
Damn. He took a little off the top.
Yeah. He was ahead of the game. Condition is unknown, so we hope that he is recovering. Who shoots their off?
Yo, what happened to safety, bro? Like,
safety
on.
You don't have a safety button on this gun.
This is brings a whole new meaning to shooting your shot. Oh my goodness!
No wonder did he lift off the ground.
What is he gonna say to his girl, or his wife, or his partner?
She's packing up her stuff right now.
Okay, like, she
I'm
left
out.
Already, honey.
So, Mayetti, what would you do?
What if he get a prosthetic?
I mean, listen.
A prosthetic?
That's gonna be the same.
Is that even possible?
Nah, you could maybe put, like, different doll heads on it to give it to
him. It's called a lesbian. Oh, no. You messed this up.
Oh, no, you married, girl. No. To death do us part.
Yeah, and it's dead.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to MorningSave.com to take advantage of today's great deal.
Dish Nation.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.